Our series, Art from the Ground Up, usually focuses on small arts initiatives just getting started. In this installment, we're introduced to an organization that began in a small way more than 30 years ago and has grown to be an important component of Pittsburgh's arts community. On a recent Saturday afternoon, Howard Alexander was instructing a group of young musicians at the Afro-American Music Institute in Homewood. While I was sitting nearby with one of the founders, learning about some of the thousands of students who have benefited from their various programs.
The young lady on piano just got a scholarship to go to Duquesne. We've sent them to Berkeley, University of Pittsburgh, and they do well.
In 1982, Dr. James Johnson Jr. and his wife Pamela Johnson started a small educational program in the basement of a church. It was modeled on a place he had previously been an instructor, a small private music school in Shreveport, Louisiana.
That was strictly devoted to the total curriculum in Afro-American music. Now, what does that mean? It means jazz, blues, gospels, spirituals, Broadway, black art music, Caribbean music. That's come one, come all, those who want to learn African-American music, all styles. They can learn how to read. They can learn how to interpret chord symbols, music theory. We produce music ensembles. Right now, as you and I speak now, we have the Varsity Youth Jazz Ensemble in the back.
What's the average age of the kids that are in there now?
I'd say 10th grade through 12th grade. We have a younger group that meets at 12 o'clock. Now, that particular group is a collaboration between the Afro-American Music Institute and the Pittsburgh Jazz Orchestra. They sponsor scholarships for students to come here and to study music. And the thing that I'm most proud of is our national touring boys choir.
That began more than a quarter of a century ago to sing during a Father's Day program. Now they've won national awards, toured the country, and even traveled to Canada.
A lot of them haven't even been outside of Pittsburgh. And they get a chance to go and see other parts of the world. And it comes back and it enriches them. I've even had some of the young men to tell me that if they were not in the choir, they know they'd be in gangs. So it's an alternative to the street. So it's that important.
I asked Dr. Johnson about the early days of the Institute, expecting to hear about some of the tough times getting a small, independent grassroots organization established.
Actually, it wasn't that tough because the people that I dealt with were community-minded people. We started in a church. We started St. James AME Church in East Liberty.
The Afro-American Music Institute has been in its own building on Hamilton Avenue for the better part of two decades now, the result of help from community-minded people and its founders' unwavering belief in its mission.
And I knew someday we would grow to be the institution that we are now. And then people do look at us. Wherever we go, they want to come and see what we're doing because they've heard about us.
Dr. Johnson and his wife Pamela have charted a unique course for the Institute, and they find themselves answering a lot of questions from people in other cities and other countries looking to emulate their success. And that success is not just the curriculum.
The Afro-American Music Institute is a family environment.
I was in my mother's womb when I came to the Institute. Back in 1989, I've been here my entire life, and everybody here is really a part of my family.
Andrew Coleman III and Muhammad Ali Nasir talking about the welcoming atmosphere which nurtures students from all neighborhoods, all backgrounds, and all ages.
Our oldest student is 95.
Founded on a dream in a church basement more than 34 years ago, the Afro-American Music Institute has trained thousands of students, has an international reputation, and an impact far beyond its home in Pittsburgh. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.